Memonai Barley Yudalid Ben Farwafan Kapos. The Din of Chayshim Mishpat, and maybe you're familiar with it because it's an Orach Chaim also, there are certain situations where you potter if you mazik someone, if you damage someone, someone's property, maybe if you damage his person, it's a different set of rules, but certainly if you damage his property, so there are certain situations where we overlook it, the minigis don't pay. So I think people are familiar with that Din from Purim, that if it's a small enough, I mean a bezdin, a rov, somebody has to decide what's called small and what's called big, but the pshat is a general mechila because people are meichel because it's done b'toich simcha. It's actually brought down a chesh mish, but also a chasana thing get a little wild and you mazik. So again, the minig is a general like mechila, a general minig to be meichel, or even playing sports. Same thing. Maybe by sports, if you're mechaven to be mazik, that wouldn't hold true. By the others, maybe if you're a little shikar on Purim, maybe even if you're mechaven to be mazik. But the component, so there's a difference between small and big. And it's brought down also that if Bezdin sees, again, I don't know what Bezdin would mean, but if there's someone with the authority that sees that it's that he has to be mechayev anyway, maybe as a general tikkun, because things have gotten out of hand, so he has to clamp down. So he certainly has that latitude to stop this minhag if he sees that hashor tzricha, that it's necessary to do so. Okay. We're in Shara Kaniya Perakhes, and he talks about what to put the hadgosha on, what to put your main efforts into, where the first would come all the midos tovos, and then the crowning apex would be anova, or whether anova should be first. So okay, a good Jew works on everything, but the question is how to be madgish it. So he says, he establishes a principle which is really throughout the sefer, that there's nothing. Everything has to be seen through the prism of Avodas Hashem. And for Avodas Hashem, Hashem has to be the Adon, and you have to be the Eved, which is the essence of Kniyah. The essence of Kniyah is that we are, everything we have, everything we are, and everything that we do, everything is dependent on Hashem. Everything is Hashem giving us the wherewithal to do it. And therefore, we are the ultimate Avodim, which are completely dependent on Him. And we have to serve Hashem and do what He asks of us, He demands of us, in that context, as avodim to an adon, as someone, because that's the context in which we're doing everything. We're doing everything because He's providing us with everything that we have. The truth is, from a certain perspective, the Chavis HaVodah says in Shah Avodah Salokim, that should be accompanied with the gratitude. That should come from, not that you're afraid that He's going to stop if you don't do it, but out of Hakara Satov, out of gratitude that He is giving you things, and with no prior obligation to do so, and therefore this is how you say thank you, this is how you give back. But Al-Kaponim, that's the foundation, that has to be the foundation. Even for Midos Tovos, he says, sometimes it's hard for people to hear, even Midos Tovos has to be seen through the prism that this is how Hashem wants you to be. And therefore you have to do it as an Eved. So he says, again, this is in the extreme, this is when you reach the peak. This is what you're working on. We're not going to go into the subtleties of the meaning of each word, but it means the power, mightiness, whatever the opposite of yikar, gova, teferes, gaon. So all these things are ascribed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not to mankind. greatness, true greatness, is ma'ate habore, is the clothing, so to speak, of Hashem. You want to be mislabesh, you want to clothe yourself in the begodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu rotsu l'damoslo. V'amar David, Hashem moloch geyus lovesh lovesh. So therefore, the hadgosha first has to be an eved, and so even midos tovos has to come about through the perspective of being an eved Hashem, and therefore you first work on kniya, which is the essence of being an eved Hashem, and then everything flows from that, and then you work on other things. Okay, we'll stop here.